It was a historic win on a controversial case. In October 2009, the British government, with the approval of Parliament, slapped sanctions on Iranian commercial bank, Bank Millat. The bank then took the government to court. After several failed appeals, it took the case to the highest court of the land, the Supreme Court, who passed judgment on the case on Wednesday morning. In court, judges ruled in favour of Bank Millat and said the restrictions placed against it must be squashed. They said Bank Millat had been singled out and that the Treasury's actions were neither proportionate or rational. They also said the Treasury should have given Bank Millat notice before applying the restrictions, something they did not do. If they had, the information given to Parliament would have been different. They called it a demonstrably unfair procedure.
Lawyers for Bank Millat spoke to Press TV after the verdict.
It is indeed a historic victory, and my firm and I are very pleased because the Supreme Court has done justice to Bank Millat. Bank Millat was not involved. You heard the judgment. Here is the judgment. The Supreme Court said that the government, British government, had acted unlawfully, both in substance and procedurally.
The case was controversial because it was the first time the Supreme Court heard evidence in a secret court. These controversial behind-closed-doors sessions were introduced in April and have been slammed by rights groups, including Liberty. Giving their verdict, Supreme Court judges also heavily criticised the secret hearing. They said it had no point and included no significant information of use.
The government has to take from this is that whatever is the political situation, the government is required to go by the rule of law. And what this judgment has really pointed out to the government, that you have to go by the rule of law. You can't break the law.
Bank Millat lawyers say that the bank will now claim costs and possibly compensation. They hope, though, that the verdict is the start of a new page.
I'm of the view that this is a great gift for the new president-elect. And it's a message to him that, look, with the rule of law principle, you can resolve everything. And I hope that the Bank Millat judgment of the Supreme Court is the beginning of a new era of resolving all these disputes amicably.
The win in the UK echoes the verdict in a European court that EU sanctions on Bank Millat are illegal. The EU is appealing that decision. Nargis Mobaleghi, Press TV, London.